Testing.
Where they moved to? No, they're not living in this open house.
All right, finally we get to start. And just let me know if where my line is to make sure that I'm not, if you can't see my paperwork. Okay. So, how many years have you waitressed?
I've been here 19 years. I've been, I'll be 70 in December, so I've been here 19 years, plus I worked 10 years at Ford and Cafeteria at Fayette Mall. New York people came down and trained me. And then they closed that out after 10 years, made Apple Annie's Buffet. I worked there 10 years. Then I worked at somewhere else for 5 years, then I went right back to restaurant work.
So you say after that's about 30 years you've been waitressing?
Or so, longer.
Or longer. Can you state your name and say, I've waitressed for 30 years?
I'm Juanita Bernard and I've waitressed about 30 years.
Thank you. Where'd you grow up?
Harlan County.
Harlan County. So that's eastern Kentucky,
right? It's in the mountains.
Uh-huh. So what brought you to Lexington?
Well, my grandmother raised me. When she died, I came to Louisville with my aunt. And then I met my husband in Louisville and married and moved down here.
I haven't been to eastern Kentucky yet. I don't know if we'll make it, but how is it different? I know it's mountain.
It's changed up in there now. My nephew took me up there for his mother's birthday, both of us. I don't want to go back up there. It's changed too much.
How's it changed?
I was raised up in Wallens Creek, just before you get to Harlan County. And there's no town there anymore. It's all houses.
Well, I hear a lot of it's, a lot of the coal mines closed around there. So that was an economic blow.
We went way up in there to coal mines and everything. It's changed a lot since I was a little girl.
That's too bad. And what happened to your mother and your...
My mother died of diabetic. She was diabetic. And then my grandmother, when she died that... kidney, urine, poisoning.
Oh. And what about your father?
He's dead too.
What did he do for a living?
He was a coal miner. And my mother's daddy was a coal miner.
And they were in the same coal mine?
No.
They lived in?
One's Harlan, one in Bell County.
And what did your mother do for a living?
She worked in Lou Ellen's laundry there in Harlan.
Wonderful. And, so how long have you been in Lexington? How many years? You said 10 years?
My daughter had just turned 9 months old when I moved here, and she's 59.
That's right. What does your daughter do for a living?
Well, I got a 16-year-old granddaughter. It takes up all her time. She's 16. And she works here once in a while. Helps us, yeah. Three or four days a week.
And what'd your daughter do?
That's what she does.
She's a waitress also. So yeah. Your granddaughter's not waitressing,
no,
it's your daughter.
But she works in a restaurant somewhere here in town. But she loves to work. We taught her in here when she was a baby. That's where she learned how to do roll silver and everything.
That's amazing. So do you have any siblings?
I got a sister that lives in Louisville, and I got two nephews and a niece. That's all there is in my family left.
How many did you have when you were young?
That was it. That was it.
Okay. And can you tell me about your first waitressing job, how you got it? What?
I took my daughter to get the job, and I got it. I wasn't dressed for it, nothing else.
How old were you?
I don't know. It was one form cafeteria. She was at the age that she could get a job.
So had you ever thought about waitressing, or?
I just like being around people.
It's a good people job.
I tried to retire here and stayed gone 7 months. I called Tommy. I said, Tommy, I got to come back. I'm about to go nuts. Sharon threatened to have me committed. I was trying to quit smoking and then on there. She said, you got to go back to work or do something. So I just came back to work.
How old were you when you tried to retire?
It was about a year ago. About a year ago. And I'm still at it.
Well, I think a lot of my waitresses have tried to retire, and they find that it's just too hard.
Well, see, I lost my husband 16 years ago when I lived by myself, and it just don't work.
And also, you have so many connections with your customers here, probably, so that makes a big difference.
I can't go nowhere in town without running some of them.
So how about physically? How does it feel to have, to be almost, you look amazing, to be almost sick?
Well, I'm having problems with my legs right now. They get kind of weak on me. I'm under doctor's care right now. But other than that, I'm fine. I go every day.
And do you work 8-hour shifts? Or?
No. Okay. I work about six and a half hours a day. Doctors kind of made me slow down a little bit.
How many days a week?
I'm off Monday and Tuesday. I usually work about 4 days a week now. I was working 6 days a week. Can't handle it anymore, honey. Get too old.
That's funny because, I was waitressing years. I waitressed for about 8 years, and that's how I came to do this project. And, I worked with so many younger waitresses in their 20s, and I was in my 30s, early 30s at the time. And they just constantly complained about how hard it was, and they were working 4 days a week. So, I think
I can work circles around everybody here.
Why do you think that is?
Well, it takes them 2 hours to do a job. I can do about five in that. I don't know. I can't figure it out either.
Did you always, when you first started, did it just come to you? Were you just comfortable with it?
No,
you have to struggle?
I guess where my grandmother taught me to cook. I love to cook. And I kind of lost my husband. I just drove my life into restaurant work.
And did you find it hard in the beginning?
No, it just came to me natural. And then the old man had this before Tom Brent took it over. I started out with him. And then they asked me to stay, and I stayed with him.
Well, I think it's rare to find, waitresses who take to it really easily and end up being such good waitresses, because there's a lot of people who wait tables that are not necessarily good.
Yeah.
They're adequate. But
I can do anything in here.
That's the difference. So you have to, sometimes if it's busy and you have to cook, do you cook?
Yeah. I sure do. They'll holler, hey Juanita. I'm the test taster too. Oh Lord.
So when you first started, did you find that, did you think, oh, this is something I'll do temporarily, or was it?
No.
You just decided?
I just enjoy it.
Did you ever do any other kind of secretarial work? Or?
No. Worked in a dime store for about a month, and that's it. I didn't like that. Too many problems. But I love doing work in a restaurant. Like being around people. If I wasn't around people, I guess I'd go crazy. But I enjoy working here.
It's amazing because I think that part of what I'm finding in this project has taken off, and so many people, are so interested in your stories, because they think when they see a 70-year-old waitress that, they should feel sorry for her or think, oh, how sad she has to work, after retirement age. And I think the thing that they don't realize is that a lot of these women love what they do, and they really
enjoy. Just like this guy come in one day, he say, Juanita, you want to go out on a date? I said, I'm old enough to be your grandmother. How old are you? I said, I'll be 70 in December. No, that's fine, you're too old. I cut up with him, this and that. I said, well, I'll go out with you if you want me to. No, just forget it. it's fun.
Well, Do you think waitressing has kept you, you know, feeling younger or looking younger?
Well, they all say I don't look 70, so I guess me working, you know, on my feet all the time has helped.
I think so, because a lot of people assume that it'd be the opposite, that it would wear you down.
Because I got depressed when I tried to retire and this and that. I just couldn't handle it.
7 months is a long time. I'm surprised you lasted.
Well, I was trying to quit smoking. I got depressed. My daughter called me one day. I just bit her head off. I can't handle it. That's when she threatened to have me committed. I said, oh, no, you don't. No, no way. So I came right back to work. But I do. I enjoy being around my customers and working.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
And I have a good time here.
So what is different about the Meadowthorpe?
It's just home cooking. Just a home country place.
That's right. In terms of the other restaurants you worked at, or is it similar?
This is just perfect for me. It's just home cooking. Now, I've worked in other restaurants, you know, but it's nothing like this one.
So what were the other restaurants you worked at?
Forum Cafeteria and Apple Annie's Buffet.
And they were still kind of more coffee shop type places?
No, this was a big restaurant at the Fayette Mall when they...
So was it more of a chain?
Yeah, it's from New York, Kansas City. They came down and trained me. That's when I took my daughter out there to get a job, you know. They stuck me in the kitchen, gave me a job and stuck me in the kitchen. Then I ended up the kitchen manager, dessert manager, you know. And I just enjoyed it.
Did you like being in the back of the house, though, versus being in the, you know, front of the house?
Honey, I've worked everywhere. I was not just in one place. I had to move around.
Well, that's good. So, what do you like the best about doing this work? What do you like best about waitressing?
People, I guess.
What do you like the least about it?
No. I just love being here working with people. You don't believe that, do you?
I do. I do. Because I have interviewed probably about 40 waitresses at this point, and the career waitresses, you know, who love what they do, yeah. They all say, I can't find a bad thing to say about it, you know. But it's so strange coming to hear that coming from, you know, my waitressing job where so many people, I mean, that's all they have were bad things to say. So what do you think that's about in terms of the younger generation, you know, why they don't?
Young people just don't want to work anymore. That's the truth.
What makes you say that?
Because we've had too many come through here with a job. They'll work a week, get a paycheck, and leave. They just don't want it. It's too hard for them.
You think it's the physical?
They just can't handle it for some reason or another.
Do they get along with the customers, or do you think it's...
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. They... afraid to break the fingernails, you know. These young people just can't handle it. Now me, they don't want to try.
So you think you grew up doing hard work and that's why it doesn't even feel
well
hard.
I'm from the country.
Yeah.
And I've done nothing but work all my life. So, yeah, that's probably it.
I think that's a lot of it. Yeah. A lot of the waitresses that I've interviewed grew up, you know, working on farms. You know, they're not afraid of hard labor. And I think that's a different work ethic, and I think you just are used to it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't affect you as much. Or maybe it's psychological. I don't know. Like,
I couldn't go to another job. Couldn't handle it. The restaurant work's my life, and I guess I'll stay here until I can't walk no more.
Yeah.
I've asked them for my pink slip for 3 months here, and they won't give it to me. I cut up with them all the time.
So, what is? It sounds like you guys have a good relationship with the cooks and the management.
Yeah.
So, because, you know, a lot of cooks and waitresses end up arguing.
Oh, I'm just about their mom, like their mom here. I'm older, and I've been here longer. I get along with all of them.
they probably trust you know what you're doing, yeah. So they're not going to question.
Yeah.
So that's really nice to have the staff,
yeah,
you know, with you. How many waitresses do they have on the floor?
They got two here tonight.
Uh-huh.
We usually have me, Iona, Mary, and Debbie on the days.
And where's your section usually? Does it rotate?
Right over there.
So you have how many tables do you have?
We got another dining room over on the other side.
Oh, I have no idea. We have to look at that.
I stay up here and wait on customers.
Uh-huh. Okay, so yeah, I want to see that. Do you write down orders or call them in?
We write them down. They come through here for lunch. If they want a cheeseburger or something, we'll write it down. Give them a number, and they'll give it to the cashier, and then she'll send it back up to us.
So they've never threatened to move to computers or anything here? Or?
No.
No. Yeah. That'd be a hard transition. And is this, do you wear a uniform, or do you just
no,
wear
No, we just wear our regular clothes.
That's good. And what's your clientele like, in terms of, you know?
We get mostly elderly people. But now during the daytime, we get the city workers in this big subdivision out here where they're building. And we
get there like a factory over there or something? Because when we were driving in.
There's a bunch of factories over here and over here, way up on Leestown Road.
And do you get factory workers?
Yeah. And then they get a bunch at night.
And they're open for, till they're open for.
They close at 8.
Okay. Yeah. Do you think most customers understand what waitresses do in terms of, you know, what it takes to be a good waitress versus just an adequate?
I think so. I do. I really do think so.
So you feel like your customers appreciate you?
And the ones I wait on do.
Can you talk a little bit about your regulars? Which ones stand out in your mind?
Well, now when I work, we have these bunch of these men come through here, maybe a few women, and they'll come through and cut up with me. And I can hear them as soon as they open the door.
Do you have any stories?
Well, you wouldn't want to hear them.
I do want to hear them.
Not what we talk about.
Yes, I do.
Well, we got some black people. They come in and holler mom to me. Of course, this one guy calls me mom. He's black. He's nice to me. His mother used to come in and be my customer. Now she's not able, and he comes in. And they're real nice. Of course, I don't have time to stand and talk to them and tell stories, stories.
And how busy do you get in here?
Now, like the other day, there's line clear out the door for 2 hours. That's for lunch only.
And then
it starts a little after 11. We get everything on the line by 10:30 or 10:45, lunch.
Do you use the term in the weeds?
The one?
In the weeds. People say, you know, I'm in the weeds, I'm too busy.
No.
Yeah, I don't know if it's West Coast or if it's a, you know, but I just wonder because that's a real, it means that you're just so overwhelmed you don't even know what's going on anymore, which most of the, you know, more experienced waitresses don't even experience that.
Yeah, I just tell them I meet myself several times a day. Turn around so many times. But this, I do. I'll go there and dip up gravy on their pork chops or something, and I have to go on the stove and get the sauce for the meatloaf. And time you turn, you know, for about an hour or two, you're meeting yourself. The way it goes.
I've not heard that one. That one's funny. So, have you ever threatened to walk out? Have you ever gotten so frustrated?
Oh, yeah, honey, plenty of times. But it doesn't do any good. They just look at me and laugh. They don't take me serious here. That's the reason I ain't worried about my job.
But you never walked out, have you?
Nah. I've got mad at them. Just like Tom called and reminded me of this. I forgot about it. Because he told me I was off. I didn't know I was going to be off.
So So what do you feel like, you know, waitressing has offered you a decent life in terms of, you know, financially?
Yeah.
Because I think that's a big misconception. People think that, you know, waitresses don't make any money, that, you know, it's this unrewarding job, and, you know.
Well, you know, little restaurants like this don't pay like big restaurants do. But I get along fine.
How much do you make an hour? What's your hourly?
I make the minimum wage here.
I don't know what it is for Kentucky.
It's five something.
Uh-huh.
$5.25, hey. But see, I got, when I lost my husband, I get money, so I don't worry about it. I just work to help my daughter and granddaughter.
So you really don't have to work?
No, I don't have to. I just like to.
I think that's, you know, significant.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people think, oh, you know, she has to do this and that.
The bosses knows better. I save my money because I got my daughter and my granddaughter. That's all I've got to worry about.
Good for you. Did you save for retirement, or how did you just have pension from your husband?
I got a savings I put in every week. And that's it.
How did you save throughout? Did you save so much, you know?
I put my check in the bank every week. I got a checking account and a savings account. The savings account's for Sharon and Olivia if anything happened to me.
And you live in Lexington?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you live close.
I live in a mobile home right over on Price Road. It's paid for.
That's great.
So.
After, you know, waitressing for so many years, you know, so many things have happened. Have you seen, what's the most, you know, significant changes you've seen in terms of whether it's technology or the customers, or, you know, how have things changed as being a waitress?
Hmm. Well, it really ain't changed that much for me. I mean, it's changed, but not for me, you know.
In your world,
yeah.
It's been pretty much.
Yeah.
What percentage of your customers are regulars?
Well, the ones that comes in here are all our regulars. We get new ones every day. See, all of them lives right around in this section, downtown.
So you pretty much recognize everybody that
comes
in.
I can't go nowhere without them recognizing me. And I don't even know their names. They know mine, because I've been here so long.
How do you feel about the term lifer?
Lifer? What do you mean?
You know, some people call waitresses that have waitressed for their entire lives, they call them lifers. Does that term bother you? Or?
No, that don't bother me. Honey, I'm from the country. Nothing like that bothers me. I'm out to work.
I guess I'm from California, where everybody's so sensitive, you know. So I just ask everybody if I, you know, use that term. That
I guess my grandmother raised me up the right way. Yeah.
What did your grandmother do for a living?
She was a housewife. My grandfather was a police officer, and she was a deputy sheriff. She carried a gun. So you know I was raised up right. You don't size them old women. No, he was a, and my daddy was a policeman at one time too. That been Bell County.
So, are there any stories about, you know, some regulars that you can remember to talk about? Just a story that stands out in your memory?
No, honey, I can't. They're all the same.
So do you usually remember what they eat in terms of, you know?
Yeah, some of them.
Do you think it makes your job easier that you have so many regulars?
Yeah, it does. Because you usually know what they're going to get. Now, I got one little old man, he's real sick now. He comes in, gets a hamburger steak, green beans, and if we got macaroni and cheese, he'll get macaroni and cheese. If not, he'll get cabbage or something like that.
I think that makes your job easier, because working in a place where you always have to, you know,
yeah,
ask them what they want, you know, you make extra trips because they don't know, or, you know, if you...
Well, I don't have to ask them too much. They'll tell me what they want.
Makes a big difference. Do you feel like the tips have gotten better over the years, or is it?
They're about the same. You know, in a small place like this, it's the same. It's smaller compared to a big restaurant where you work in a big restaurant. They tip better. Here, you get mostly farmers and factory workers and this and that. But we do good here.
So do they average about, you know, 10%, 15%, or?
Each girl probably ends up around $6, $7.
No, it's not bad.
It's not too bad.
Because the cost of living, I'm sure, is much more reasonable than where I live, you know. So that's not
But bad. It's high priced here in this town, UK here.
What's that?
Everything's high here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. On County UK University.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
They say Lexington's one of the highest places you can live
in
right
Kentucky.
Now. Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting. Did you ever work for a union restaurant? No.
Oh.
I don't even know what that's about. Have you ever had any? Do you have health insurance?
Yep.
And did you pay for it yourself, or did you get it through your husband?
I got it through my husband through Fayette County government, and then I get his Social Security.
So. Oh my God, you're sad.
I got Medicare, so I'm fine.
And only health problems are mainly your legs, or in terms of the.
Yeah, she made me quit smoking.
So
my doctor did. Yeah.
How long has it been?
It's been 2 weeks Wednesday, and I gotta go back to her Wednesday.
I have to tell you, it's the best thing you'll ever do.
I know it.
I smoked for about 15 years.
Honey, I've smoked longer than that.
I know, but you know.
But she scared me when I went to her the 30th. She said, your numbers are reading so low, I doubt if it can be reversed. And then I've got a breathing machine at home. I give myself once a morning, once at night. I don't even use them all the time now. I can tell the difference.
Yeah, my great aunt is dying pretty much right now because she wouldn't quit smoking, and she had lung cancer and still smoked. And you know, my stepfather, is down there now. And
well, she scared
she's
me.
She's not gonna make it, so.
And then I got after my sister and called her, and so she's quit. She's been quitting now 5 days. Beth driving crazy. Yeah, she called me Saturday and called me Sunday. I said, well, how you doing? I'm about to go nuts. I said, well, join the crowd.
Is it getting a little easier every day?
Yeah. I had one of the customers bring me a bag of suckers. I go around suckering my mouth. Or chewing gum. And they don't say nothing to me about it here because they know I'm trying to quit.
Yeah.
But I haven't had one since 30th. I threw them way over at her office, so.
Yeah, it would just be a terrible, you know,
yeah.
If you're healthy and, you know, you're able to work. And
yeah.
It would just be terrible. If it gets hard, you know, it's fine. It'll get easier.
But as long as I've got something to eat around the house, chewing gum, suckers, I'm fine. I'll be fine. I can do it.
So I think those are all of my questions. Do you take vacations?
I ain't got time to take a vacation. I got that little white truck out there. I'm lucky it makes me home and back to work and store. I go anywhere. Well, now, if somebody takes me, I'll go. Like my daughter, she's going to Louisville for a weekend, she'll take me. So, she owns vans. I have to get it, so I get to ride in it.
So, do you have any other things that you want to say about your life, about waitressing? Or?
Honey, I've told you everything I know. I go to work, and I go home, go to bed, get up, and come back over here. Work, leave at 2 o'clock for the day and go home, come right back the next morning.
Have you ever had to work through, you know, have you ever hurt yourself and had to go to work? Or, you know, you have
I've fallen in here, I don't know how many times, just bounce right back up and go on. I'm like that. One of these days I'm going to fall and I won't get up. I fell one day in here and It was one morning. We had a carpet run from the kitchen door, one of the runners, and one of the men had pushed it, the rug up, and I didn't know, and I come through with a case of eggs, and down I went. Here come the cook, Janet. She had tomatoes in her hand, and they all flew up, and one went over the camera. You know, they got cameras in here. And I bounced right back up. One of you guys, I reckon. I broke a case of eggs. Tommy come in and said, "Wayne, I heard you had an accident." I said, "Yeah, I broke a case of eggs." "Well, I ain't worried about the eggs. Are you all right?" I said, "Well, I ain't got no broken rub bones. I'm fine." I've had one broken bone. That's my little toe. And that was my fault. I was running through the house when I was little.
When you were little.
Yeah.
Give me hobbies.
Huh?
Give me hobbies.
Oh, I love to crochet if I got time. Make Africans.
I like crochet.
Yeah. I love to crochet. I taught my granddaughter how to make them. That's all I know. I love to make fudge. I make fudge every Christmas for everybody.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey.
I love your personality. You're just really great.
Well, good.
Yeah, you're really great. I want to get some photographs of
you. Okay.
What I'll do is...
can you stop this?
Yeah, stop that, please. And just stay there, because I kind of like... I'm going to try and get a shot of you.
Okay.
Here. Mom, would you mind just handing me the... turn the mics off, and let's get those... I want to unhook that. Yeah, thanks. And I had some twisties that I was kind of holding.
Put them in.